From Spark and Anvil and Trailforge, this is Tend, in Chapter 1 of the Trailforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The rain had come out of nowhere, and now four soaked kids stood on the ridge trail, all talking at once.
"We should hike back down. No, we should find the map. I dropped a snack bar. We should look for it. My phone's dead. We should..."
Tend, a stocky little tortoise tween in a mud-spattered outdoor tunic, held up one hand. They were not tall, they were not fast, but they stopped moving completely, the way they always did when everyone else was spinning, and the noise trailed off just to see what they'd do. "One thing at a time," Tend said. "Who's cold?" A skinny kid at the back raised a shaking hand. His lips had gone a faint blue. Everyone had been so busy arguing they hadn't looked at him. "Him first," Tend said. "Not the snack, not the map. Him." They pulled a folded emergency blanket from their pack, wrapped it around the shivering boy's shoulders, and got him sitting on a dry log out of the wind. Then they crouched, calm, and pulled a small stack of worn cards from their tunic pocket, not to read from, but to study their own hands. "Now we can think," Tend said. "The rain's scary, but rain won't kill you today. Cold might. So we warmed the cold one first. See how the panic went somewhere when we picked what mattered most?" The boy, already less blue, nodded from inside the crinkly foil. Around him, the other three had gone quiet, watching the tortoise tween decide. One thing, then the next.
Tend had learned that ordering the hard way, on a day they never talked about much. They'd gotten turned around once, small and alone, when a fog rolled over a low mountain and swallowed the trail. Everything felt equally urgent all at once. "I'm lost, I'm thirsty, it's getting cold, I'm hungry, I want to go home." And the everything at once was so heavy, their legs simply stopped. They sat down in the wet moss and couldn't pick a single thing to do, because every worry shouted just as loud as the others. An old ranger found them near dusk. She didn't scold. She sat down in the moss too, at eye level, and asked one small question. "When did you last feel warm?" Tend blinked. It was such a small question. "This morning." "Okay, then that's tonight's job. Not the trail, not home, not the hunger. Just warm." She helped them build a little shelter of branches and got them dry. The body can only die a few ways, and each one has a clock. The fastest clock wins your attention. Everything else can wait its turn. That night, wrapped and safe, Tend felt the shouting worries quiet down one by one. Not gone, just put in a line. And the line felt like a hand to hold in the dark. They walked to Trailforge at 12, because a place that studied the outdoors ought to teach the thing that had saved them, not how to be brave, but how to know what comes first. The mentor who ran the Trailcraft Yard met them at the gate and asked what they wanted to teach. Tend didn't explain. They set four small stones in a row on the fence post. "Air," they said, touching the first. "Warmth," the second. "Water," the third. "Food," the last. In the wild, most trouble is one of these going wrong. The trick isn't knowing them, it's knowing the order. Which clock runs out fastest? They looked up. You can go about 3 minutes without air. Hours without warmth if it's cold. 3 days without water. 3 weeks without food. So when everything's wrong at once, you don't panic. You just start at the fast end. The mentor looked at the four stones in their neat little line for a long moment. "You belong here," she said. Ten's corner of the yard was where kids came when they felt overwhelmed. A girl arrived one afternoon nearly in tears. She'd been given a solo overnight to plan and had made a list so long it curled off the page. "There's too much," she said. "Purify water and find shade and forage berries and set up shelter and I don't even know where to start, so I haven't done any of it." Tend knew that curled off the page feeling. They'd felt it in the fog. "Show me your list," they said. The girl handed it over. Tend didn't cross anything out. They just drew arrows, putting the items in a line. Berries are last, they said. You could skip food for your whole overnight and be fine, so it doesn't get to make you scared.
But what if I get hungry?
Then you'll be hungry and safe. Hungry is uncomfortable. Cold and wet is dangerous. See the difference? Tend tapped the top of the reordered list. Water and staying warm are near the top, because those clocks run fast. Foraging, you guess at, goes to the very bottom. Never eat a plant you can't name for certain, hungry or not. A wrong berry is worse than no berry. The girl read her own list, now in order, and Tend watched something loosen in her face.
It's the same list, she said slowly. It just stopped shouting.
That's the whole craft, Tend said. Not more to do, just knowing what to do first.
Later, when the yard had emptied, the girl came back with a quieter question. When it's all scary at the same time, she said, how do you keep from freezing up like I did? Tend thought about the fog and the moss and the ranger's one small question in the dark. You ask yourself which clock runs out fastest, they said, and you do only that one thing. Then you ask again. You don't carry the whole mountain. You carry the next step. They pulled their worn cards out and turned them over in their hands, not reading them, just holding. The list never gets shorter, but when it's in order, your chest stops squeezing. Your shoulders come down. Your breath goes slow again. The girl watched the tortoise tween's steady hands and felt her own breathing match it without meaning to. Slow, unhurried, sure. That's the feeling I chase for you, Tend said softly. Not knowing everything, just knowing the first thing, and feeling your body unclench because, for right now, that's enough.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tend. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.